Blog Talk Radio.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. Life changes, time rearranges. Visions of my head of one day being famous.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand.
Hello? Hello, caller. Well, the hell with it. This is something new for the underground.
Right about man. You're about to be possessed by the sounds of OG Music Zone. G. Louis.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's your boy G. Louis. Back doing what I do. Back again for the next installment. This is the G Loop Show. I want y'all to sit back because we're going to have a real good time. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is OG Music Group. Now I'm your maestro for the evening. G Loop. Yeah. We're going to have a real nice show tonight. I got a lot of special guests stopping through. Some surprises, you know what I mean? So I want y'all to just sit back and ride with me, G. Lou Lee. Yeah.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Nobody was thinking about being first this or first that.
I'm still with the music business, rap,
producer,
the rap, hip hop.
This was my whole life.
No, rap, Jerry.
No, I'm not just producer. We got like people like the Sir Mix-a-Lot, LL Cool J. Like,
oh well, we started, man, just having fun.
We're just producing.
The way we rap, the lyrics that we rap, that we rap to, was all controlled by Duffy Hooks.
This is where Duffy's vision was. Everybody at that time, 1988, when we were looking at rap, that was bad.
He came with a whole new film on the West Coast.
Nobody actually thought rap was going to evolve into an art form and get as big as it was. Now, even the people involved.
How you doing? How you doing?
It's good seeing you after all these years.
Yeah, so you're still the same. We just produced the record. That's all.
We had to rap this way. We couldn't curse. We couldn't be too street, you know.
Something that was brand new and exciting.
Duffy was one of the first ones that did the Bigelow rap by Hughes and Rick James.
Shirley, come on, Shirley.
So Duffy was back there on the East Coast, and what he did when he came back to the West Coast, everybody really wasn't into rap. So what kind of music is this? You know, they heard about the song about rappers you like.
You didn't have to be able to sing like you could banjos or anything to get a recording contract or anything. And it was fun. It was a new kind of music.
The name of the record label was Rappers Rap Records.
What did you do, Jerry?
We've been to a lot of record house. No, I don't rap. We just produced the record.
The guy that owned the record company, his name was Duffy Hooks.
Back in the day, we share our master and the track. We take a track and produce like two records off of it. I mean, we had it rough.
So basically what happened is we paved the way for all the West Coast rappers. Nobody really knows this story because when you watch things like VH1 Hip Hop Honors, they recognize the pioneers of West Coast rap as people like N.W.A., you know, Ice Cube. That, you know, that's far from the truth. We were here touring, doing shows, promoting West Coast rap long before
DJ Tracy Tate was the Ice Cube.
The major record labels were like, that's not hip hop.
Yeah, I'm still with the music business, rap music, the rap, hip hop, pop.
Give us a little rap, Jerry.
No, I'm not rapping, but we got like people like the Sir Mix-a-Lot, LL Cool J, like that.
You gonna rap for us?
No, I don't rap. We just produce the record. That's it.
The guy that owned the record company, his name was Duffy Hook. The name of the record label was Rappers Rap Records.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Welcome to the G Lou Show, West Side Wednesdays. We got a very, very, very special guest tonight, the legendary Michael Hooks, brother of Duffy Hooks, who you just heard about right there. May he rest in peace. And introducing special artist as well. He's here. Mr. Kivas is here. I'm G Lou. We got Queen Jean waiting in the wing. Let me do this right quick, get a couple things situated. We're going to start the show in 1 minute. West Side Wednesdays, the G Lou Show. Michael Hooks coming up next. G Lou, Queen Jean, 914-803-4001 is the call-in number. Tap in right now.
I can't.
Welcome to the show, y'all. Welcome to Westside Wednesday, the G Lou Show. I am G Lou. I'm joined by my lovely, beautiful, incredible co-host, Miss Queen Jean. Good evening, Queen.
Good evening, G Lou. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I hope you're doing well today. We are still praying for you daily, Queen, and the family.
Thank you.
And I said, blessings to you and the family. Prayers up. We love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm excited about our show tonight. I love you, too. And I'm excited about the show tonight. Yes. Michael Hooks and Kay Voss. So we got a great
show.
Got 35 years of experience in the music industry. And Kay Voss is no stranger to the industry as well. So we have a lot of history to talk about this evening.
Right. Well,
Kay Voss.
Key Vox. And
he's going to come
next week. I'm sure he is. Okay, without any further ado, why don't we go ahead and get started, because they are here. They're ready. I was just trying to let a few people get in here and get everything situated, but they are here. They're waiting. So won't you go ahead and introduce our guest for the evening, Miss Queen Jean?
Okay, well, we have Michael Hooks, who's from New York. He's a songwriter, actor, executive producer, many accolades. I'm not going to put them all out there. We'll let him share the others with him, with 35 years of experience in the music industry. And we also have Kay Voss, who's his new artist. So let's welcome them both to the show to have a conversation. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey. Testing.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. G Lou, what's going on, brother?
Hey. How you doing, sir? Good to hear from you.
Michael, you inside?
Oh yeah, no. Man, y'all killing me, bringing back all them good memories. Bad time. Oh, Captain Ralph.
Yeah, that intro was fire.
Yeah, we had
intro was fire.
Yeah, I like to say thank you for having me on the show. And I just want to give a quick shout out to my daughter, Kiana Hooks, and my son, Sergeant Crunchy Hooks, and to my boy, Tommy McGee at TMG Records. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
wow.
Let's get busy.
I love that name.
Yeah, he's a veteran. Three tours of duty in Iraq. He retired now.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay,
shout out
to him.
Thanks for the service. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, you retired.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for your service as well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Old Vietnam veteran here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Salute.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yes, sir. We're here. We're happy
okay.
to get this going. I want to apologize for the last time. We had some difficulties. My apologies out of my control, but I'm glad we are here now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, we're here now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get this thing started. I'm going to let ladies first and Queen go ahead and kick it off because I know she has some great things and she even spoke with you earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to let you kick it off, Queen, tonight. Right. Ladies first.
All right.
Okay,
we're gonna let
Michael start it off. Michael Hooks, give us some history of your journey in the industry. I mean, 35 years of experience. You have quite a lot of accolades under your belt. So, yeah, co-writer of California Love, which sold 2 million copies, as well as All Eyes on Me, that sold 11 million copies. So. Let's just take it from there, and then also discuss on your book, Evil Heart.
Oh, yes, Evil Heart. Yeah, well, first of all, Queen, is that, we started in, my father put us in the business about 1962, and been in ever since. And also, I'm not going to talk long because I want to take a show, but anyway, is that as for that West Coast pop lock, I came with that idea in 82, and like I was telling the co-writer, I said, man, when we do this song about California, we have to talk about Compton and Watts. So we put it together, and the next thing you know, the song was hot. So then from that, years later, it was incorporated into California Love. And as for me, I've been managing for years, and also I'm getting my second patent. I have an invention out called the Dallas Jacket, and I just got my first patent from the purse protection. So, and in my book, I have another book coming out called Butterfly, and that's in production now. Yeah, and the Evil Heart is out there online. So, yeah, I tried to do it all, as long as it involves in the entertainment business and, other things. So they really call me like an entrepreneur because I'm in, other different things that my mind is always clicking. It's always clicking.
Yes.
So, yeah, but, let's see. So, yeah, ask me a question, whatever you want to ask me, no problem.
What inspired Butterflies? The book Butterflies, I want to know that because I did hear a little bit about it, but what inspired that?
Okay. Butterfly is a sci-fi, and it's like, Hollywood produced a lot of movies on killer ants, killer bees, spiders. So when I thought about the name Butterfly, and I said, wait a minute, nobody is scared of a butterfly. Even a kid would pick up a butterfly, but if he sees a bee or a spider, they run for a step on it. So anyway, Butterfly was about a mad scientist, Dr. Dutch. What he was trying to do, if you know anything about silk, like a silk shirt, you have to be real temperate with it, like soft, you can't scrub it. So anyway, his idea was to produce a thick thread of silk. So what he did, he crossbreed a butterfly and the moth, but he was using the, serum was radiation, and the offspring became flesh-eating butterflies. See, they thought it was going to be like a regular moth and a butterfly, but it came out to be a flesh-eating. So these butterflies will attack people, and like in the book, when it opens up, the little girl's playing in the front yard, and she's crying, her mother's making lunch. And she comes up, honey, what's the problem? And she says, Mommy, the butterfly bit me. And she says, honey, butterflies don't bite. And the kids say, yes, they do. And so a thousand butterflies was coming their way while she was stooping down looking at her daughter's finger. And then she said, look, Mommy, more butterflies. And so Mama says, oh, my God, run, run. So the butterfly swoops on them, and they, you know, kill both of them. But, yeah, then I had to see these butterflies are indestructible. You can't burn them. You can't step on them. And so I had to figure out a way how to kill them. But I won't get that secret away till the book comes out.
They have to go to get the book to get that information.
Yeah. It's and when they read it, and after they see, you know, they try to burn them, blow them up, poison them, nothing happened. One simple thing that nobody didn't think of until you see it, you read about it at the end, it's, oh, my goodness, that's cold. But, yeah, that's what butterfly is all about. An evil heart is just about a young kid who has a bad heart, and he needs a heart transplant. And so far, they couldn't find one because he has a rare tissue. But then they found a heart. Now, this kid is in Baltimore, but it was a serial killer named Rex. He was in league with the devil. And so when they killed him, in other words, he had like 400 years of immortality that the devil gave him, but his mortality was up. And when this detective killed him and that heart, they needed that heart in Baltimore, and the doctor said, this kid needs a heart. We can give Rex heart, but we can't tell no one. It came from Rex. And so next thing you know, they sent the heart there. The kid gets the heart. First, he was all almost half dead, couldn't sit up. And when they transplant the heart into him, and the nurse told the mother it'll take about maybe 6 months for Tim to get well. Next thing you know, the next day, Tim was sitting up on the edge of the bed, and the mother says, nurse, I thought you said it'd take 6 months. She said, I don't know what the problem. Let me call the doctor. It was that heart. And so they were going back to Baltimore, and Tim says, I want to stay here in California, Los Angeles, because he has some unfinished business to take care of, which Rex was a serial killer. And since they killed him, Tim is going to take over. So that's why I call it evil heart. Yeah, his heart was transferred.
Okay.
Yeah, from a serial killer. So yeah, that's
okay. Again, they got to go get the. They got to get the book for the Ooh. Rest of that. Let's talk about your music. Yeah, because these books sound pretty horrific.
We
definitely have to go and purchase those. What is your connection with DJ Flash? We had him on our show.
Yeah, Flash. He started years ago, Brother Duffy, when he was putting that a group together, and Flash found out, you know, he's looking for rappers. And so, you know, Flash came and, you know, being the white boy. And so, but when they listened to Flash, damn, man, this boy is hot. So they got into the rappers rap group. And next thing you know, Flash is, you know, really getting down. And so him and, you know, Duffy, that's why, you know, they were so close, is that, you know, Duff passed away. And so Flash was the only one that was keeping that record label alive, Rappers Rap. See, I had my own label, Street People Records. And so I wasn't really, you know, interested in Rappers Rap, but Flash wanted it. And I said, you know, go and take it, you know. And so Flash kept it going. And so, yeah, he's the owner of the Rapper's Rap. If anything comes out, that's on Flash label. So, yeah, Flash is a good guy, and he was really dedicated to Duffy. He really loved Duffy. And so and that's how, you know, they came together. And so Flash is, you know, he's still kicking, and he's still doing it, you know, still putting out cuts and, you know, himself. I was telling you, you need to go back and get on that mic yourself.
Flash is a genuine guy as well. Very humble, genuine guy. Cool dude.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And
he's humble.
Another question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's very humble. How many soundtracks do you have out?
Let's see. Well, right now, the one I'm working with Kavas, because, like I said, Kavas, only just have him as artist because I don't like to work with 7-8 different artists, you know, because, you know, it's a problem. So I work with one artist at a time, and, you know, once that artist get to going, then may I pick up another one. But for right now, I'm really just working with Kavas, and, you know, because I'm up in age, so I like to get Kavas going, and then, you know, because he's got a good, you know, future ahead of him, and, you know, the guy got a real good head on his shoulder, and he knows the business, not just performing, but he understands the operation of the business. So that's what's happening now. But through the past, yeah, I had a group back in the day, back in the 80s, I had a group signed to Total Experience, which was a group called Fast Forward, and it was with Lonnie Simmons. Then I had another guy that I signed to Atlantic Records, a guy named Honey Boy Sam, and I had one guy named Pee Wee Creighton, had him signed to Vanguard Records. Located in London. And then when I was overseas, I had a group, when I was in Germany, I had a group called Body Heat, and I managed them. So, I've been around for a while. But, so I'm not really, and, you know, let's face it, the music business has changed. It changed a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not really a music business no more. It's everything is, you know, like they, what do you call it, streaming and, you know, on the internet. So in my day, it was a whole different day when we dealt with the promotional guys, you know, radio, buying spot times, and, you know, but today is a whole new day. So to tell you the truth, I'm not really up to date with all this the modern, you know, with the way the recording. The new age stuff, and I'm back. I'm old school from way back. So, but, you know, like I said, I like to still dip and dab in it, but that's why most of them concentrated on writing, because there, I don't really have to be out there. All I got to do is finish the book and give it to that publisher, and then let them take it over. Mm-hmm.
Let's touch on California Love. Did you know that it was going to be so big and sampled? You so much. I've seen Justin Timberlake doing one of his shows. He actually did a little sample of it and actually got up from I think it was his piano and started crip walking off of California.
Yeah, I was there.
Did you see that?
I was there at the Staples Center. And I said, look at him doing that crip walk. Yeah, when he said, what y'all know about Compton or what? He starts in California. Everybody starts singing with him. He said, what y'all know about Compton Watts? Yeah, I was there that night at the Staples Center. Because it said,
okay, is that where
Justin,
it was
at? Yeah, at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, downtown. And they said, Justin's going to be performing a song, California Love. And do you know, the Dodgers and the Lakers, every time the Dodgers hit a home run, they play the California Love. Like you used to hit a home run to go, dun, 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 dun. But now they play that California Love, and same with the Lakers when they, you know, hit a basket. So it became a big song, and like I said, when they used the my song from the West Coast Pop Lock, and they incorporated it, and so that's really helped Soul Song. You know, Dre and all of them know that song, the West Coast Pop Lock. That's why they used it in the beginning, because, you know, it drew a lot of people, you know. So, it was a good combination, and we worked it. And, like, but it sold like 12 million copies on the All Eyes on Me, and the single did like 2 million.
Yeah.
So, And then they flew me to New York to pick up a plaque.
Way more than that now.
And it's been in different movies.
Oh man, it's been on over 18 movies. I got everyone the videos, the CDs, you know, from the movies, like Iron Man, Valentine's Day, Manadu, Chips, Yeah, so it's been over about 18 different, and what's that? The big one was Social Network. And then they used Grand Theft Auto, that video game.
Yeah.
So it was real popular, and so
it's still popular. But, yeah.
Oh yeah, it is.
It's gonna always be popular.
Oh man.
Right,
yep.
Right,
that's gonna be forever. Gonna yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, Dilu, you have any questions?
Please do.
Well, I did, but kind of what you touched on, I wanted to ask you, like you said, you come from the old school, you know, and like you said, things mm-hmm. have changed drastically in the music industry. Do you think now, like you said, besides how things are done and with the music industry, but do you think it's a little bit how it has changed, better or worse? And I say that because, you know, with all this stuff with the labels and the bigger companies and the
mm-hmm.
the politics and all these things, which I don't know made you may stray away from the business back in the day, or what made you even want to get away from the business, because even to start writing books opposed to doing music.
Oh yeah, well after you know when that internet came out, it really closed down a lot of the record companies, and the thing is. And I saw it, and, you know, to tell the truth, an artist can't, you know, he can't really make money, because, like, back in the day, when the company gave you, it said, oh, your 12-inch going to give you $1.25 for each album, each 12-inch you sell. So he sells a million, he got $1 million coming. Today, you know, the artist on the stand, he says, hey, guess what? I got 1 million streams, thinking he got over $1 million. You know, it almost takes, about 3,000 strings just to make $1.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then the record companies, that's when they turn around and start giving them 360 deals. See, because they know they can't make no money. If they give, like back in the day when they used to give artists, they'll give you $500,000 up front. They know they're going to make the money back. But today, when they give that money, they don't give them no more money. So what they do, they tell the artists, we'll give you a 360 deal. That means they're getting part of their publishing, marketing, tours, because if they just sign the artists and give them front money, they're going to try to make money off the sales. They don't even make CDs no more, but off the streaming. And, you know, when you get the royalty statement, you see 0.3. So you don't really, you know, make no money, in it. And so, and when I saw that coming and everything had changed, and, you know, like I said, the cats now, they know they can record and, you know, in the bedroom, the studios, recording studios was, you know, closing down, because I remember when that drum machine came out, that killed a lot of deals for the drummer. And like on my song, the West Coast Pop Lock, I had a drummer there called Raymond Calhoun, and Raymond was the Gap Band drummer for years. And I used him on the West Coast Pop Lock. But see, him being a drummer, ain't too many cats going into the studios. Oh, I need a drummer. That keyboard plays everything, horns, everything.
Right.
So, you know, it's a whole new deal. And like I said, back in the day, it was better back then than it was here. See, because, like I said, they would give you, upfront money for your masters. You got paid better. And like I said, today, that's why a lot of cats say, I don't need no record company. You know, they put their own stuff out. And you got the CD babies out there, the Spotify, but you don't want to pay nothing. So, to me, back in the day, it was better than it is today, you know, as an artist, you know, like I said. But the young ones, they don't know how good it was back in the day. So when they do sign a deal with a label and, you know, they're paying them on the streaming, so that's great, but they don't really know if they sold 1 million records, they got $1 million coming. But today you sell, you get 1 million streams, you don't have $1 million coming. You may get almost, you hope you get about $5,000 or $6,000. And then you're saying, what?
Right.
I have million streams. So, yeah, you know, today it's a whole new day out there, and the way the young people like the type of music, like the hip-hop, you know, it's a whole new day compared to back in the day. So, like I said, but even when I do produce, I try to do something that's happening today. Because, like I said, a lot of the guys I was working with, see, they still living back in the day. They said, man, Mike, now I got this girl. Woo, she can get down. He can get down. But they singing that song back in the 70s, 80s. I said, man, these young kids ain't listening to that. And so a lot of cats I had to get away from. So when I did my own producer, I get the producer, but a young one that can give the sound on what's happening today. So, yeah, you still got a lot of them old cats back then that, you know, still like they music, like the funk or the R&B, you know, jazz. I said, man, you know, you know, only ones making money on that are the guys that had hits, you know, like, you know, had hits 20, 30 years ago. But these new guys coming up, and they still trying to play that old music, it ain't happening. They way up in their, you know, 50s, 60s, and still trying to wear platforms. And got that Jericho. Want to get back on the stage. You know, so.
that wasn't
I believe me, I had cats coming to me like that. I had a guy named DJ. He said, Mike. I said, man, my man got a Jericho. I said, ain't nobody listening to that. So, yes, it's a whole new day out there. So I said, let me. And so, you know, like I said, I like to work with young artists, and like I said, they, you know, they got a sound, and you know, it's happening. I say, yeah, let's go with it, you know. I don't want to go back in the old days, so that's, you know, yeah, that's, and so, yeah, you're right, Jilu, is that for me, it was better back in the day than it is than it is here, because like I said, look at the artists that's big today, but it was back there. How many artists today that, you know, that's big, like back in the day, the artists was, you know, it ain't happening, you know. So, yeah, you know, the record companies, man, they always pulling a lot of games out there. Like I said, anything that happens, they buy up everything. Like they brought up Spotify, because first when they had those, they didn't know how to get paid when people was, you know, putting the music on the YouTube. They said you can get 5,000 songs for free, you know, and all that. So now, you know, they, you know, brought over everything. And so, yeah, you know, it's a headache. But like I said, you know, if you love the game, you stay in it. You know, you stay in it if you love it. And I did for 50 years. So, yeah, my time is up. Yeah, I've been over 50 years from 62 all the way up to now. And then, so, like I said, you know, it's a whole
scene
has
changed. Even you, like you said, starting from that far back, the music game changed even over those years, like talking about the 60s to the 70s to the 80s to the 90s,
to the
2000s, a whole other. But you've seen all of those changes, because it did change a lot over those years, from 8 tracks to records to 33s to 45s and 12 inches to CDs and then MP3s and now the streaming.
Mm-hmm.
So you've seen all that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you're right. So see, back in the day, you know, like when, see, back then we used to record blues. Had a blues artist, Model T Slim, and went in the studio. They only had one track. Okay. That means Slim with his harmonica, and then we had the rhythm. Everybody's on the track, so they couldn't mess up. Okay. Then all of a sudden, they said, we have a two-track. We can put him on this track and put the rhythm on this one. Next thing you know, came the 8-track, 16-track. Now every musician can be on the track, and they can mix it. And you're right. And see, I was down we did the gospel, the blues. And see, like I said, I go with the changes. When we was doing blues, because that's what was happening. Everybody wanted the blues. Then all of a sudden, things started changing. And even in the clubs, they had like they had the jukeboxes, you know. They're playing the jukeboxes with the records, and they was playing the blues. And all of a sudden, next thing popped up was a thing called rhythm and blues. And so I was trying to find artists that can do rhythm blues, not just the blues. Then that changed up. Then all of a sudden, some years later, the disco hit. Yeah, the disco hit, and so I said, "Oh man, gotta get me a group that does the disco." And then from the disco. let's see, what was that?
Funk.
Know, the soul music. Yeah, the funk.
Yeah.
And then I'd get a funk band. And so, yeah, you know, I was changing through, you know, every phase that went through. I was trying to stay up with it. And so, like I said, now there's them MP3s, and I don't know nothing about that. And I'm not a, like they've been saying, streaming or downloading. Yeah, see, I'm lost. But I've seen it all the way back, all the way up here, and like Jimi Hendrix. I was up at Woodstock, and then so yeah, I've seen that. Like I said, generation. I mean, years after years after, and as that music business was changing, I saw it, and so now it's like I said, it's a whole new day. But yeah, and it was fun though. It was a fun ride.
Right. Michael, I want to ask you this. Even with all the changes you saw, even with the rhythm and blues, that took me right there. I didn't know that you was around for that change. Wow. Even talking about like rap, like where everything is rap now, and I know you're not really into that, but take it back even to when rap kind of hit, because you guys started with your brother with the label and all that, really don't get the credit. They talk about Alonzo and all of them from Wrecking Crew and stuff, and what's the other, the label? That was in L.A. I can't remember, but they don't give. No, way before Death Row. Where Lonzo then, who were putting out all the records, the distributor or whatever, everybody, Mercola.
Oh,
all
that
this
was,
stuff, you know. But
Mercola, Mercola. Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is you guys were there from the start, though, even before that. And maybe don't get all the credit. So I want to speak about even the rap thing, how that you seen that change and how that ushered in, especially in L.A. and on the West Coast, and even when that came in and it was new, because you guys were doing it first. How did you feel when that came in? Did you think like a lot of other people wouldn't last or it was different? And how did you take to that when it came across you guys?
Well, when we had the, I used to do rap groups too. Went to the majors, and they turned around and says, we don't accept rap. Atlantic Records, Warner Brothers, they said, we don't accept rap. Mm-hmm. It's a fad. And so, the things I say, maybe one day, G Lou, me and you have to talk, and I have some things I could tell you. And he said, over there, I got some things to tell you.
Okay.
And Queen got my number. You call me, and I'll give you the whole lowdown. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it's going to blow your mind, though. And then, So, but now as for the rap, they turned it down. And see what happened. Most of them cats, out of South Central, selling records out of the trunk of the car, selling to the swap meets, mixed cassettes. But then the record companies turned down the rap, and then they turned around and says, they couldn't go down there. But they send the so-called, the black promotional guys, so-called A&R. They go down there and tell them, we'd like to hear your distribution deal. And that's for, what's his name, like Jerry Heller. Jerry Heller was working with NAA. But they went down there and gave them deals and, they said, we'll distribute your label. And I'll tell you later on how that went down. But what they did, the record companies, I ain't going to talk all day, but the record company, what they did was they used rap. You see, rap music, especially, was like crack. It was cheaper to produce. You can do a whole album for $1,500 or less on a rap.
Mm-hmm.
So they was
paying
the
band
rock
and all that stuff.
No, you didn't need it. A drum machine and a man busts rhymes, that's it. And what they did, see, the record company, they spent millions of dollars on these rock groups. Now, the rock groups, they didn't sell no records. But what happened, the company built up the name on the rock group. So when the rock group went out there, they had millions of people listen, but they wasn't selling. So the promoters booked them. And that's why in the record companies back then, they could not take money from the tours, merchandising. One thing they can take money from is from the sales of the records. So what they did was pull Warner Brothers, Atlantic Records out of that hole was the rap music. People like when Snoop Dogg came along, selling millions and millions and tons of albums, and then in the studio, it may cost them $1,500 to do it. And then the record company, they would be selling millions. So they put in $1,500 to do an album, so that's what pulled them out of it. People like me that knows, what the deal was, or pulled RCA, Warner Brothers, all of them, they started getting into the rap music when they said, years ago, they said, we don't touch rap. They said, it's a fad. That was the biggest thing that ever happened for them. And all the artists that they picked up were selling a million because, see, they had a crossover. They were selling to the whites, Hispanics, every other nationality liked it. So they had a big market. And man, the record company said, oh, we got us a gold mine. You see, so, yeah, you know, that's sad. But like I said, I got to talk to you a little later.
Okay. We'll wrap.
Yeah, maybe after the show. Yeah.
Okay.
I got to tell you.
We'll wrap.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll make it happen. Let's go ahead and talk about your artist now. Let's go ahead and bring him on in.
Yeah.
I know he's been waiting patiently. We just had to talk to the OG.
Oh, no.
Get some of this history.
No,
I appreciate that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Trust me. I just found out something new I didn't know.
Okay. Well, we did our job. So let's go ahead and introduce.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and introduce the man with the plan right here. Go ahead and introduce him, Mike, Mr. Hooks.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir. Yeah, this is Kavas. And Kavas, he's an R&B singer. He's a rapper. But even though he says not a rapper, but one thing about Kavas, you know, like some rappers, you take them into the studio and they can rap. They say, oh, man, we need some vocals. And then, you know, even the top rappers, they can't sing. They have to hire vocals. But see, Kavas, he can do a track by singing vocals, plus he can rap. And like I said, he's got a real good knowledge of the business. So he's very talented.
Right.
He's a hell of a good writer, you know. And like I said, he's easy to work with. And, you know, he's humble. And that's what you have to be in this business, you know. Got to be humble. So, well, I'm going to let Kavas, you're going to ask Kavas some questions. I don't want to take up all the time. Yeah, you're going to talk to Kavas.
All right.
First,
Mr. Kavas, go ahead,
yes,
sir. Go ahead.
First, I want to say I appreciate it, G. Lou, and Miss Queen Jean. I appreciate you guys for inviting me and Michael on here. It means a lot, you know, to us. And man, thank you. I know we had problems last time, but that's nothing. I'm glad we finally got to get on here and share some love with y'all. So I wanted to say thank you.
Man. Thank you.
Thank you. Likewise, brother. Likewise, man. And before we start, I want to say thank you for joining us. Like Queen said, you're a very humble brother. And I could see why Mr. Hooks would want to work with you already. You know what I mean? And not to mention this great music that you have. We're going to play some of it here shortly. But before we do that, a quick introduction, just go ahead and tell kind of the people, you know, they know your name and everything, but just tell us a little bit about yourself, about what you do, and even what made you connect with Mr. Hooks, and even maybe before that, just who Brother Kavas is.
Okay. First of all, it's spelled Kivas, or you can say Kavas. That's how Killer says it, or Mr. Hook says it. And that's it's Keivous. Some of my boys are playing around.
I know we just said your name wrong about 100 times.
It's actually my fault. You can call me Key for short. You know, a lot of people call me Key.
Okay.
But I started doing music. My dad was in a doo-wop group called the Delaquans that was signed to Ray Charles, believe it or not. So music's been in my family for years. And that's one thing. So growing up, my dad actually died when I was young. So I had a single mom growing up. I was born in Portland, but I came to L.A. when I was 8 months. So I'm really an L.A. boy. I don't know what Portland's like. So I'm an L.A. boy. I grew up in a couple of different sides in what's called the city. We call it the city. So it's like South Central, you know, I was over that way, Century City. So I was in the hood for a little bit and, you know, living with my single mom, you know, like off of Crenshaw, which now Obama, but it was Jefferson and 11th back then. And, you know, Fairfax, my 18th, if anybody knows any of those areas. So I was in LA for a long time. And my single mom found a job in what's called the San Fernando Valley, which we call the 818. So she found a job out there, and we ended up moving out there. And in doing so, to keep me out of trouble, I have five sisters, step half or whatever, but I have five sisters that I was raised with, so I was the only boy for a while. I got an older brother that's from Chicago, but I was the only boy for a while. But anyway, to keep me out of trouble, my mom kept me into sports and entertainment. So, you know, growing up, I've always, you know, I've always loved Michael Jackson and just a slew of people. Stevie Wonder, the OJs, the Spinners. Now I'm an old soul because that's what the type of music my mom and them would play. And in playing sports, when she moved me into the Valley, soccer, and I met a kid on the soccer team, and I ended up like really hanging with the kid playing soccer. He had a famous dad, and that's when I first started writing. I was 11 years old, and that person is Robin Thicke. So I wrote my first song with Robin Thicke. It was called Dangerous.
Oh, wow.
She's Dangerous. Yeah, so that's when me and Robin started writing, doing music, and then we had a small little group with Brian Austin Green from Beverly Hills 90210 and my cousin Adam called Think Twice. The concept was dope back then. It was like two of us were white, two of us were black. We were trying to make the world think twice and sing, and, you know, that was the whole concept behind that. But, you know, so that was that. Also, there was a group in elementary school that I sing with called Brother, and my boy Grady and Anthony Harrell. They were, I don't know if you heard of the group Brother, but they went to my elementary school.
Yeah, I remember
school,
them.
So I would do talent.
I would do talent shows with them.
And then just growing up in the Valley, moving around playing sports, I just started meeting people. Rest in peace, actually. There was another kid that I met that I ran track with named Sam Salter, and he just passed away on
Sam
the 27th.
Sam Salter, I remember him as well.
Wow. He just passed away. And he was big in the 90s. So, you know, and these cats were all older than me, and I learned, you know, a lot from them, how to write songs, how to do different things. And, you know,
right.
You know, they all went and did their thing, and I kept moving. You know, I kept moving around and doing things. From there, I had a group called For Life, which changed into Elseworld. We had two different names, and we were signed to Yab Yum for a minute. So I got to learn from being around, like, Portrait and As Yet. And John B. had a group called Jack Herrera at that time. And I was just young in the studio, just soaking up game and learning. So I was at the Edmonds building a lot with my boy Jason Edmonds, and so I learned a lot there. So I've been in so many multiple places.
You got
and that's
it.
The Edmonds building.
You're literally a student of the game.
That's how I learned. You know, that I just sat and I learned. Yeah. I learned how to record. I learned about myself, my vocals. I from that point forward, though, I'd always been in groups. So I always been in groups and groups and groups and groups. And then the last group I was in, one of my boys from junior high actually was linking up with a kid named Mike Kasem, which is Casey Kasem's son, and they were rapping and they were touring overseas. And I was like, well, let me write some of your songs. So I started writing a lot of the hooks and everything and singing the hooks, and I was like, just let me be in a group. So we ended up having a group called The League, and we ended up touring Southeast Asia, Europe, London. So I ended up getting a real good overseas fan base from really learning how things go. And I learned what record labels or what people might call, I call it the go button. I learned what that really was, because we had a Coors Light tour that we were on. It was a sponsorship. And I went from, you know, sitting in my bedroom writing songs, recording, going to the studio to performing to over 50,000 people, being MTV Artist of the Month, being in magazines, you know, being in every 7-Eleven in Asia, you know. So I saw what I considered a go button, and that's when a company really supports you and jumps behind you and puts their marketing money behind your brand. I saw what that type of thing was, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Let me ask you this, just a quick jump, piggyback off of what I was talking about with Michael earlier, Mr. Hooks, about how the industry changed and how he would say for the worse, you know, especially being that he's come from the old school when it was done differently. But let me ask you this on the flip side of that. Would you say it is a good part where you have, like you just said, you have a fan base overseas, London and different parts where you can put out your music kind of how you want to, and if you have a fan base, like, it works in your favor? Could you say that part on the flip side of that, or how do you feel about that, about how you can put out music now?
Because I saw the change from the 90s to the 2000s and even some of the 80s. I saw, because I was around the people that I saw, I think it's good and bad. Now, let me break this down.
Right.
It's bad for major labels because now a lot of people can do things independently and make a substantial amount of money if they know what they're doing. Now, it's also bad because
some people will say that the labels, because a lot of people say the labels are raping people back in the day. They didn't like the labels, even though you could get money. But a lot of people didn't, you know, like the labels, how they handled artists.
I look at it like this, too. A lot of that, like, back in the day, they used to have what's called artist development.
Right, right. They don't have that anymore.
They don't have that anymore. So as they're developing artists, it's like a loan. If I'm putting all this money in developing the artists, making sure they have everything they need, giving them money, doing this, spending the money to get them to where they need to be, it's sort of like a loan. It's like an investment. And so on any investment or any loan that you give, you're going to get a percentage back, if not most. And I think a lot of artists, I think they didn't understand that because, you know, when you sign these deals, yeah, they're going to give you money up front, but that has to be recouped. You know what I mean? And if you're still spending while you're trying to recoup, then there's more money going out than coming in. Is that the label's fault or is that your fault? You know, so it could be looked at either way. I think there are some deals that are done bad, and there are some people that get, you know, done bad. But I think there are some people that just make unwise moves and decisions. You know, it's about the team that you have around you and the way that you articulate that and spend your money and your time, because it's like, are you going to sit here and just keep spending? Because, you know, like, what's the first thing, especially this younger generation, they're all about clout and who has this and who has that. So the first thing they go do is buy a bunch of expensive cars. And the thing is, they don't pay them off.
But like you said, too, that goes probably back to the team you have around you, because most artists that do come in the game, and this is another thing labels did as well, take advantage of the fact that most of these people, and that's with everything, whatever business, when people are young, but they're hell of a talented, but they're young and don't know anything and dumb, and they can easily get taken advantage of because they just want a better situation. You know what I mean? So sometimes you get taken advantage of because of that, and you know, like you said, most artists that don't come from anything, when they see a big check, and like you said, it may not even be big, but it's big to them, $50,000 or whatever, they're going to go crazy.
Right.
You know,
they're going to go
like
crazy.
You said, if you have a good team around you, they can help you with that. But a lot of times, I don't know that happens, you know.
I look at it this way. It's sort of like upbringing. It's sort of like, you know, and of course, upbringing of children and things have changed now, but it's sort of like upbringing. If you're taught, you know, if you're taught wisely, and like if you have parents that are there for you, and you're taught a lot, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna get what's called paradigms, which are personality traits from your parents, or you're gonna get those things installed in you. But when you don't have those things installed in you, you don't know. And sometimes when you do know, or when you find out, it's too late. You know, you've already done the damage is already too much. So I'm a firm believer in, like, the younger artists that I do mess with and vibe with, I teach them. You know, I think if I'm older,
that's what's needed.
I think that's what's needed. It's very important that
that is what's needed.
The ones that you're with. Yeah. But I think a lot of people also,
that's what doesn't happen. People take advantage. They don't, they're scared. They don't want to give people the information because they're scared they'll run. I don't know, for whatever reason, you know, but that always has gone on for centuries. You know what I mean? So that is the problem. You know, people don't teach the people, you know, so that is what's needed. So I applaud you for that, man.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, do you know how many young artists right now don't have a pro organization, meaning they don't have a BMI, a CSAC, they don't have an ASCAP, and they're writing songs and putting stuff
and
out.
Some don't even know what that is.
No, exactly. They're like, huh? And I'm like, look at my royalty checks. You could be getting this. You have to do this. So I try to teach them that, but I can show them because these kids are hard-headed too. It's like, you know, when you're a little bit older, they don't want to listen. They want to feel like they know it all. So then when you do show them some stuff, you got to show them, like, look, I'm making money. You know what I mean? Because they're all about that. They're not about the grind. They want instant satisfaction.
They
want to
see
instant gratification. Yeah.
Yeah,
they want to see it. Yeah. So, you know, it's sort of tough, you know, when I'm around them. But I have a good understanding with a lot of these 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds and 22s and, you know, that is super just in the game. I really try to teach them that so they don't get it taken advantage of and they learn that. But for them, you see, where the music is right now, I was talking to Michael about this. We had a huge talk about this. Where music is right now, it's like, I would say 90% business and 10% talent. That's and the reason why I say that is because you could be an artist, but as long as your social media has those numbers, then guess what? You're getting those brand deals. Mm-hmm. You're getting those deals. And the reason why is because labels don't have to spend as much money on marketing and promotion when you can just do it on your Instagram or your TikTok or whatever it is that you're on.
You do it
so
for them.
So I can just pay this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you do it for them. So I can pay them a brand ambassador endorsement deal, and they can go ahead and hit 2 million people instantly. You know what I mean? So that's that's what's going on a lot. That's, in a way, helps the younger artists who know what they're doing if they can get to that situation. You know, all the people find the Fashion Nova and all that stuff, you know, they're all getting checked. But, you know, but what it does is it sort of takes away from the music, because it's not about the music anymore. It's about the numbers.
Is what's happened. It's really taken away from the music heavily these days, and now to where people aren't even unaware of what real music is or what it's supposed to be. Like you just said, it's just about the numbers. As long as they got a number or a hit song, whatever that may be, that's all they care about, and it trickles down to the listeners to where they're, I don't want to say tricked or fooled, but this is what they hear so much, and this is what's on the radio or whatever, this is what is good music to them. So anything else sounds foreign to them, you know what I mean? So and like you said, and that's just what has happened with music. Now everybody can sound the same, and, you know, it's just like Mr. Hook said, it's very different now. But, hey,
it's very different.
Working for them. So it's hard to oppose.
I mean,
it, you know. So I don't know.
It's working for a few. It's working for a few. You know, I mean, I think hopefully it's. I mean, there are a few people that, you know, with like Daniel Caesar and her. You know, there are a few people that are. That still have good music that's doing okay. You know, so hopefully it comes full circle around, because even these performances, these cats cannot perform. It's just I'm used to performances. Mm-hmm. You know. And
yeah,
it's just
that's what I'm saying. They don't have to now. They're spoiled. They don't even have to.
Just walk across the stage and grab their crouch, and it's on and popping.
Right.
That's their
they're a superstar. They're a superstar. You're a superstar. You just grabbed your crouch five times, you know?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, so it's heavy. So from there, I just want to get into how I met Michael Hooks real quick, because this was a great thing. So, Michael was in contact with a studio, and he knew the owner of that studio, and he got an idea, you know, for a song, and he needed somebody basically to do that song, so he contacted the studio who knew my engineer, which was Michael's engineer. And the engineer called me and said, you know, there's a guy that needs a song done. He wrote most of it, you know. Would you be interested in demoing it? And I was like, yeah, you know, cool. I could always use some extra cash. I could always go, you know, I'm always down. Let's go. I'm in the studio. Let's go. So I get there.
Right.
I look at the lyrics. I make a few modifications. You know, I get into the hook and I do this. And then I'm like, okay, I think I got it. So I go and record the song. And, you know, I wanted to make sure it was to, you know, Michael's liking. It was Michael's song. I wanted to make sure I added my little things. And Michael was like, man, I really like what you did to this song. He said, I was really looking for, like, an artist, you know, for this song. And I think I found him. And then we talked over the last few days. And I end up signing to him for management, because it's funny, because I haven't had a manager in a minute anyway. I was doing a lot myself, so I needed one. But what I liked about Michael, I think, was that he was sincere, first of all. He had those old school values, and he's going to tell you straight up about something and how he feels. And the conversation we had was so real, and it was just organic, and there wasn't anything rushed. It just happened so organic and naturally that it just felt right. And that's sort of how we met, and I've been rocking with him ever since, you know.
Okay.
He's done some beautiful things, you know, for me, and just, you know, I have a RIAA award, because most of my music was I did more touring in Asia than I had. I didn't focus on the stage. Once I learned you could do that out there and you can get that reception, and I was like, man, forget California. You know what I mean? For a minute.
Right.
I was like, man, I'll go home, nobody got to know me. Yeah, nobody got to know me. I can have fun, I can get paid, and come back home and be cool. You know what I mean? So once I learned that, and it really opened my eyes to traveling and a lot also. But once I learned that, I was like, cool. But one of my boys, my group members, passed away. He was actually my roommate at the time, and so I went through a little phase for a minute where I just wasn't doing music. I just had to think, and just, you know, one of my brothers that was in my group, that was actually one of my roommates, passed away. He was, his name was Sam Sarpong. He was a supermodel, actor, rap host. Yeah, rest in peace, Sam. But after that, I sort of slowed for a minute. So when I met Michael, it was just a breath of fresh air. And then I just started doing a lot of solo stuff. And just, it was time for me to find my solo sound, you know. So it was just, it was mm-hmm. just timing. The timing was right and everything was right, you know, from being in groups, like finding my solo niche and my sound and my thing, you know. And even performing, sometimes you miss your right. voice, because when you're performing by yourself, it's just different. It's just a different feeling. But,
yeah.
you know, I could do it, right. you know. So that was
but you
how
grew
I met
your
Michael. And, yeah. And
that's beautiful.
And, oh. Michael might not have told y'all yet, but I'm announcing something special for y'all that nobody knows yet. I just Michael and I just we just inked a deal with Lucent Records Universal. So I'm a new Universal
okay.
music artist. Yes, so
okay.
I'm laying
okay.
out here
okay.
first.
Okay.
It's Z-Lu show.
That's great.
That's
awesome.
All right. That's all right, man. Congratulations.
So we just linked. Thank you. We just linked the deal. I want to give a shout out to Dustin Lee. That's the owner of the label. Real, real good brother from L.A., so from the city. He's from Santa Ana. But real good brother, and all my people at Universal, thank you. I got some new stuff coming from them soon, so I'm excited.
Wow.
I'm
amped. That's incredible,
yeah, so
bro. That's incredible. We're
mm-hmm.
happy for you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
I had to,
hey, Keith. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless Queen has another question, I want to get to some of this music, man, that we have to play for them, you know, the stuff we do have. Hit them with a few of these bangers,
okay.
man.
Okay.
Yeah,
tell
I want to hear that.
About some of the music we have. What
I want to hear.
What you want to go to? What you want to hear, Queen?
Queen, what you want to hear?
Pimping in my six-foe.
All right, we'll do that for the Queen, then. Tell us about that song, Keith.
I'm going to tell you about this song. This was the song that Michael and I wrote that started our relationship. It was a novelty song. It's for the lowrider community. Anybody that has a lowrider or has an old school, you know, it was showing love to the
love
West, to the old school lowrider system. So you guys are hearing it here first on the G-Lu Show with your boy Kivas. I'm here with Miss Queen Jean, and this is Rolling Woo! The Pimpin'.
Like we may have got the instrumental. We got the wrong one.
Yeah, that was the instrumental, but it's okay. It's okay. Y'all can vibe with the instrumental. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a live West Coast song, but you guys can go pick up the full version, Rolling and Pimpin', streaming on all platforms. Holla at your boy.
Oh.
Because of that. Nah,
sorry about that, Queen.
Up.
Yeah, we had the wrong one.
It's okay.
We got
okay.
some more, though.
They got a little.
We got some more, though.
Yeah, we got some more. Michael, you want to hear Light Show or Get It? Michael.
Oh, where Michael at? Right. There he is.
So,
Light
you want to hear Light Show? You want to hear Light Show? Okay.
Yeah, the light show. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So this is the next song. It's called Light Show. It's with my boy FTG Trap. Fun record. Hope y'all get into it. Kivas, G New Show.
All out for the light show. All out for the light show.
Show me how you get it. Silhouette on the wall, on the floor, and it's silly. You got it all in the right place. Murder, you wrote this, is how you be killing. Shake it all in the right way. You got that vibe, shorty, that I be feeling. She turn it up, she burn it up. We huddle up, now she yelling touchdown. She turn it up, she burn it up. We huddle up, now she yelling touchdown.
All out for the light show. All out for the light show.
Pocket full of bands, money in my hands. They know what it is, you know I'm the man. Say I'm about to bundle bags coming in. Now I'ma throw a bunch of wallet, make her wanna dance.
I get so high that they can't get over him.
Paper crown. I'm in the kitchen whipping up a loaf like I'm the baker's son. 24s on me like Kobe, I'm finna Laker some. King Kong fingers that woofle up with an A for something. Really love applying the pressure, I'm snapping necks on them. OTS chain on illy, so I flex on them. Way we count cash, they swear that I'm running checks on them. Know them young boys got game, who running next on them?
All out for the light show. All out for the light show. All out for the light show.
Pocket full of bands, money in my hands. They know what it is, you know I'm the man. Say I'm about to bundle bags coming in. And I'ma throw a bunch of wallet, make her wanna dance. Yeah.
That's the light show.
Yeah. Light show.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a beat.
Can I say something?
I'm gonna tell you about Michael.
I just want to say something real quick. Do you have the song, the rolling pin with the lyrics? I know you got the instrumental. You have time?
No, that's the only one I have.
Bit.
I must have got sent the wrong one.
Oh, man.
See what I got.
Okay.
I'm check my email
okay.
See if I have it in there.
But
in the meantime, we can just keep it rolling.
But we have,
rolling.
We have the other ones, though.
Queen, I mentioned the beat, so I got to give a shout out. As I started working on my my solo project, my brother. He's like my brother. Like he's his name is Nice, and Nice is my favorite dude because he actually writes and vibes, but he produced most of my music. And the thing about Nice did Switch Lanes for Tyga and Game, and this year for YG. And he did Diddy Bop for Tiger, so and he did some stuff with French Madonna. So Nice is like that's like my little brother right there. He's a grown man, but he's still my little brother. But I got to give him a shout out because he always looks out for me and just kills the beats for me because he knows I like to have fun and do fun music. So a lot of my upcoming album actually a lot of that he produced. You know, we just had a good time. So you know,
shout
and
out
if
to
you
Nice.
Can if shout out to Nice. If you can, Killer, try to see if you can send that real quick.
Who's that?
If you can, okay? If we have time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, send it to me if you can. My email, if you guys have my email, lulee4@yahoo.com. You can send it to me, I'll get right on.
The next song.
Say what, Mike?
No, I don't have that. I thought Kvass had it. Okay. But it's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
We'll figure it out.
You can go
we'll go to the next one.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
What you got for me, Keith?
Okay.
The next song, actually, Michael did a great push on this song. It's called Get It. I got a few spins on Power 106 and a few of the radio stations show me love on this.
Okay.
This is called Get It.
Okay.
Just a fun record. Vibe to it. You guys will get the idea. And, yeah, just having fun with it, man. Let's go.
I get it. Are you down with it? Got no limit all night, I'm spending. I get it. Stars out, coupe chilling. Pull up to the scene, roof missing. I get it. Little mama on a mission. Pour another drink, clothes start disappearing. I get it, get it. Little mama, I get it, get it. Say you want that, you can get that. Come join the team, let me show you where the money at. I'm talking Prada girl, I'm talking Fendi shoes. Even grab a couple pairs and give me juice. Go get your hair done, and your nails too. Gotta stay fly when I'm around you. Get your hair done, and your nails too. Gotta stay fly when I'm around you. It's nights like this that we live for. Everything goes right and we just go. Hard as we wanna, hard as we wanna, hard as we wanna, hard as we wanna. It's nights like this that we live for. Everything goes right and we just go. Hard as we wanna, hard as we wanna, hard as we wanna, hard as we wanna. Are you down with it? Got no limit all night, I'm spending. I get it. Stars out, coupe chilling. Pull up to the scene, roof missing. I get it. Little mama on a mission. Pour another drink, clothes start disappearing. I get it, get it. Little mama, I get it, get it. You really want that? Oh yeah, you need that. Here with your boy, I'ma show you where the cash at. I got some double shots, I got some bottles too. Got some Ciroc over ice, passion fruit. Go get your dance on, drop it low. Gotta stay sexy anytime I'm around you. Get your dance on, drop it low. Gotta stay sexy anytime I'm around you. It's nights like this that we live for. Everything goes right and we just go. Hard as we wanna, hard as we wanna, hard as we wanna, hard as we wanna. It's nights like this that we live for. Everything goes right and we just go. Hard as we wanna, hard as we wanna, hard as we wanna, hard as we wanna. Are you down with it? Got no limit all night, I'm spending. I get it. Stars out, coupe chilling. Pull up to the scene, roof missing. I get it. Little mama on a mission. Pour another drink, clothes start disappearing. I get it, get it. Little mama, I get it, get it. I get it. Are you down with it? Got no limit all night, I'm spending. I get it. Stars out, coupe chilling. Pull up to the scene, roof missing. I get it. Little mama on a mission. Pour another drink, clothes start disappearing. I get it, get it. Little mama, I get it, get it.
That's all right. Boss, right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
You know,
hey, keep us. Tell the people before we continue. Let them know where music is, where they can go get it. Like right now, people hitting me offline, asking me your name and everything. So tell the people right now where they can go stream or check out some of your music right now, your videos.
Okay, you guys can go. It's Kevous, K E Y V O U S. I'm on Spotify, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Apple, I'm on Deezer, I'm on Pandora. If you look up Kevous, you'll find all my music online everywhere. You can hit me at Instagram, on Twitter. I don't use Facebook as much, but I'm on Twitter and Instagram more than anything else. So you can find me, I am Kevous, and yeah, my music is there, it's there, it's there. It's
okay,
there.
Just wanted to put that out there because people were asking, so you just probably want to make sure how it's spelled and you can go out there and check them out. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm trying to find that one track still. Hopefully I can get
it
out of here.
Is
it on YouTube or where is it?
Yeah. Actually, it is on YouTube. It's on all streaming platforms too. So the video
is rolling.
It's Kevous Rolling and Pimping. It's a tribute to, like I said, Lowrider, so it's real old school vibe, but real dope vibe, you know. That's the thing.
That'd
about
be
me.
A
I'm
good,
gonna pull that up.
That'd be a good theme for the Lowrider show every Sunday, you know, G Lou to play it on there on our Sunday to put it out there.
Yeah, that would be. We'll put that in rotation. We'll have that on Sunday for sure. We're talking about Lowrider because Gangsta's coming back Sunday. Go ahead.
And I want to say, you know, with music, man, I think like where I'm at as an artist is I'm having fun, man. You know, I'm like a lot of things that I do is not going to always be the same because I feel music's a feeling. So whatever type of music I'm doing at that time, because I've done like pop records, I've done R&B records, I've done EDM records, I've done hip hop records, I've done R&B, so this. Like, music to me is a feeling, and whatever I feel and whoever I'm collaborating with is what you're going to get. So even when people go hear my music, it's not going to all be the same format or the same things. You know, these are some slappers that I'm just letting you guys hear, but I do got a good R&B catalog and, some EDM out there. Yeah. I do some reggaeton,
Well, look, Kivas, I'm glad you mentioned that because the stuff we played so far is hot, and like you said, but that was a certain type of demographic and the stuff. So that's right. Good that you said that too, because some people may just heard what they heard and may put you in that category, but they don't know you have a deep you have other
catalog.
Things as well, so
yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that,
I think you can't box me in, baby. No, but I think that
that's what I'm saying, some
people
may, they just may hear that and say, okay, that's what he,
his whole album is going to be, or his whole catalog is going to be that. No, I think like music's still a feeling to me. So I think, like there's a lot of artists that I think they just go after one sound and one style and one thing, and that's just them. And I don't take anything away from anybody. But as far as what I want to do and what I do, I want music to be, I want it to be felt. Like I think some of the best artists, like what made Tupac so great, and I'm not comparing myself to Tupac, but what made Tupac so great was he was able to contradict himself but talk about life and talk about things. He was able to have, right, like a dear mama, and then he was able to have a him up. Where it's just the feeling, right, of each record was different, but it was his voice and you knew it was him. So I really like the artists that are able to talk about life. I mean, we could talk about having fun. Sometimes there's serious issues you want to talk about, and I think, for me, it's therapeutic because it lets out, a lot of feelings that I may have. And, I think a lot of people, sometimes people just stay in a lane and they're afraid to escape that lane and do other things. And music's the international language. It's supposed to be loved, shared. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to do something different. Don't be afraid to not always follow the trend, because I think nowadays a lot of people are just trying to follow the trend and they ain't following the music. They ain't following their heart. So,
Hey, Kayvon.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Tell me about this album, Dark. What is that? What is this about?
Okay, so the Dark album, so far this year, I put out maybe 30, 40 songs this year. That's just how hard I work, and I still got another album coming out. But the Dark album specifically, it was a little bit more of an emo album. It was more filling. And when I mean emo, not like these kids emo, it's just more feeling and love to where, like, all my career, I've always had problems with relationships because of how hard I work. You know what I mean? You get to a point where when you're in a relationship with a woman, she wants you to be there. But if I'm gone for 7 months overseas, sometimes that puts a strain on a relationship. So I think the Dark album was really, I was going through some dark stuff in my heart about love, like where I was hurt. I was really hurt, And I had to write about them. So you'll get a combination of situations I've been in relationships or to ideas that I have or things I didn't understand when I was in there or things that I thought were here and, it didn't. So it's sort of like going into the dark and then coming out, because the last two songs are fun songs. That, matter of fact, Take It or Leave It, the song was on there. It's called Totally. It was just on Sisters, which is one of Tyler Perry's shows. So thank you, Tyler Perry, for that. Appreciate it. But that album is just really just has a little rock influence, hip hop, R&B. So it's just a mixture of stuff. But it was a fun record. Each record I try to do something different. I try.
I'm gonna have to listen for your music on Sisters because I watched that series. So I'm gonna have to listen for the music now.
He threw a one for that one right there. Yeah, that's big, bro. That is big. That's big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
That's a dope show, too.
Okay.
I don't watch it, but I heard about the show. I know it's a big show, you know, so that's what's up, man.
Yeah. Man, I appreciate it.
I haven't watched it either, but which one?
I know that's mainly for the women. Rolling and Pimping. We got that, man.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. You ready for that, Killer?
Let's play that Rolling and Pimping for him.
I know I like that, Michael.
Yeah, straight up Pimping.
We going platinum all around the world, homie.
That's Michael right there.
Money.
And I'm pimping in my 6-4, dragging down the streets in a rat-tat Cadillac. You know how we get down, you see how it go down. Three-wheel motion as we roll around town. Street people records from around the way. Give me that beat, see we got heat. Something you can bang when you riding through the streets. You best show up, and you better show off. Turning switches like a 6-4, Chevy when we low-low. Riding and we bouncing, rolling down slow-mo. Crenshaw, chitty-chitty, bang-bang. For the one that lit that life, man. Cruising down the boulevard, playing that West Coast gangster sound. Props to the people in the streets, left coast, hold it down. Hold it down. Rolling and I'm pimping in my 6-4. Can't nobody tell you nothing when it's clean, though. Love it in the streets when you lean low. Compton, Southgate, Carson, Inglewood. Rolling and I'm pimping in my 6-4. Can't nobody tell you nothing when it's clean, though. Love it in the streets when you lean low. OGs and ladies on the sideline, creeping on Crenshaw, shake it if you got it, make money if you bout it, making tricks pay to watch that booty shake to the Roman 6-4 Chevy engine through the frame. Go ahead and work it out, girl, with all that attitude. From the streets of Inglewood to the shores of Long Beach, to the underground sound, you as sexy as you wanna be. Shout out to all my essays in East LA, down in Whittier with that candy paste. We live a low ride, low riding for life. California day and night, West Coast unite. Ghost ride the whip, spoke wheels and dip. Loving every hood and I'm getting it, I'm good. Said ghost ride the whip, spoke wheels and dip. Got love in every hood and I'm getting it, I'm good. Rolling and I'm pimping in my 6-4. Can't nobody tell you nothing when it's clean though. Love it in the streets when you lean low. Compton, Southgate, Carson, Inglewood. Rolling and I'm pimping in my 6-4. Can't nobody tell you nothing when it's clean though. Love it in the streets when you lean low. Ride, roll, brake,
okay.
Tilt, spin, cruise, skate.
Let me
bounce, ride, roll, brake, tilt, spin, cruise.
Let me show you
just bounce, ride, roll,
in your
brake, tilt, spin, cruise,
in your
skate.
Four.
Bounce, ride, roll, brake,
hey.
Tilt, spin,
hey.
Cruise.
Here we
shake.
Go.
Rolling and I'm pimping in my 6-4. Can't nobody tell you nothing when it's clean though.
Cleaned up.
Love it in the streets when you lean low.
Lean low.
In my 6-4, can't nobody tell you nothing when it's clean though. Love it in the streets when you lean low.
Whittier,
Roller Heights, Long Beach, Hollywood. Rolling and I'm pimping in my 6-4, can't nobody tell you nothing when it's clean though. Love it in the streets when you lean low.
Compton, Southgate, Carson, Inglewood.
Rolling and I'm pimping in my 6-4, can't nobody tell you nothing when it's clean though. Love it in the streets when you lean low.
661, stand up where y'all at.
What's up with it? You got the Bay Area boss in the building. Philly Cell Bang, Cali Vallejo, man, out here networking with my nigga G Lou. Westside Wednesdays, man. West Coast Wednesdays. We in the building, man. Fuck with it. Keep it locked right here, man. Bay is in the area.
Yes. We are back with Kiva. Yeah. Hey, that right there. Rolling in my... Hey, that's hard right there.
Rolling
okay.
I'm tipping in my...
Yeah, it is.
I like that.
Man, thank you. Yeah,
that's
know,
cool
it,
right there, man.
That was
cool
like
right
a refreshing
there.
Song to me, too, because it's like, you know, there's different sides of the West. And I mean, if you notice what I said West Coast unite. I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to unite all of our brothers and sisters, brown, black, you know. You know, it's different in the Bay than it is in L.A., though. You know, it's a lot more.
We'll
go through that later, but there's a lot of segregation.
Yeah, no politics. In the
politics.
Place. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing up there. Yeah.
Different politics. So, I mean, if we could all unite, man, and just everybody work together, I just think, you know, it'd be – they don't want that. But it'd be a beautiful thing to me. Speaking of which,
sir.
I got to give a shout-out to some of my people. I got to give a shout-out to Mob G, my boy Solo Sinatra. I got an album with him called 16s and Melodies, Sleepy Milo, COA Click.
Sleepy Milo.
I got some songs with him. Got to give a shout-out to some of my Latin partners, some of my brothers that hold me down and just, you know, represent the eight. And, you know, we do music together and stuff. So, you know, and I got to give a shout-out for Pitt is Nice. Those are my cats that I do some reggaeton and stuff with, and my homegirl Ishka Plockin. I got to give a shout out to them because they're holding me down on that front too. Got a couple of records with them that is just reggaeton ready and fire. So, giving a shout out to my Latinos and Latinas. So,
you got to do that.
My boy Jarrell Alexander. My boy Jarrell Alexander. Yeah, I got a boy Puerto Rican cat in New York. My boy Jarrell Alexander. He's cold. So, you know, these are cats that I all do stuff with. You know. So I got to give a shout out to them, you know. There's a couple of other people I'll shout out in a minute, but I had to give a shout out to them. But, yeah, man, I'm trying to unite us, man.
Okay. That's a beautiful thing right there.
I just purchased everything that you got. I just purchased everything that you got on Apple. So,
man,
your singles,
man,
and, you know, collaborations.
I appreciate you, Queen. I always tell people, you know, I appreciate that. I really want to hear, like, later on, I really want to hear, you know, what vibe you're feeling because, you know, I'm not going to lie and say everything I put out to hit, but I do put out a lot of music. Like, this year I put out a plethora of music, and I just appreciate anybody for listening. Even if it's constructive criticism, like, oh, Key, I didn't like this. I didn't like what you said. I love it all. You know what I mean? So I don't look at a lot of people use that word hating, but I don't use that word too much. I just look at it as constructive criticism and try to do better next time. But if you hear something that you really or saw a vibe or something that you really like, I would love to hear it because I just love to hear what people think and feel. Like,
oh,
I'm not one of those
you
where
she's going to support you, dog. If she likes something, she's going to let you know. She'll repost it and all that. So you're definitely going to get support from Queen if your shit is bomb. She got you.
Man, I appreciate it. Thank you, Queen. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
This next, I think there's one more song I want people to hear. So
yeah, we got a couple
September
more.
7th.
Go ahead.
Oh, you got a couple? Okay, September 7th, I got an album coming out called Bossy. It got about 9 joints on there. My brother Nice produced the whole album. So September 7th, I want y'all to support. This is probably more new West type stuff, and it like this one, I just let loose and have fun, and I took a couple of notes from some of the old school rappers like Snoop. I got a little bit of Snoop influence on there, some Quick influence. I got some Too Short influence. I got some 69 Boys influence. You know, so I took it. So it's a little more raunchy than what I normally do, but I have fun with it. And you know, like I said, music's a contradiction of itself because you got to be able to talk about all sides of life. And you know, I'm happy with this project, and I hope you guys like it. So Make You Move is definitely going to be a West Coast slapper, and you guys will hear it, and you'll see the mini side to me. Let's go.
Oh, I'm already liking the beat. Yep.
How you doing? Oh, you like it real nasty. Bend over, put my Drake where your ass be. Damn near naked. If you ask me, thong in the middle, all I'm seeing is them damn cheeks. Right, left, up, down, put it in a circle. Drop it low, make it clap, let me watch you wiggle. Right, left, up, down, put it in a circle. Drop it low, make it clap, let me watch you wiggle. I bet you she a freak in the dark, though. I bet you she a freak in the dark. I bet you she a freak in the dark, though. I bet you she a freak in the dark, though. I bet you she a freak in the dark, though. I bet you she a freak in the dark though. I bet you she a freak in the dark. Make it move, make it split. Make it bounce, little bitch. Make it move, make it split. Make it bounce, little bitch. Make it move, make it move, make it split. Make it split.
Make it bounce,
little bitch.
Make it move,
make it move,
make it split,
make it split.
Make it bounce, little bitch. Baby, throw it back. It's your favorite song. Watch me hit it out the park like I'm Barry Bonds. She said, Key, you the glue, why you stick it on? Told her, fuck it, bring a friend, it's a sing-along. Get it from the back, put her on the wall. Bitch, I'm the rock, got you walking tall. Make a Harlem shake, now you in your zone. She told me I was great, I knew it all along. I bet you she a freak in the dark, though.
I bet you she a freak in the dark.
I bet you she a freak in the dark, though.
I bet you she a freak in the dark, though.
I bet you she a freak in the dark, though.
I bet you she a freak in the dark, though.
I bet you she a freak in the dark, though.
Make it move, make it split. Make it bounce, little bitch. Make it move, make it split.
Make it bounce, little bitch.
Make it move,
make it move,
make it split.
Make it split.
Make it bounce,
little bitch.
Make it move,
make it move,
make it split.
Make it split.
Make it bounce, little bitch.
They doing it at the G Lou Show Westside Radio with a sprinkler that tweet Cadillac. By the way of the pot shared by Gina. Gangsta Gangsta got the motherfucking church out. And then Flossy got us up in this Bentley. So this is the G Lou Show Westside Radio. The 27th letter of the alphabet, which comes to the number 9 when you add it up. The Hidden University of America. Where they doing it at?
All right, y'all. Yeah, yeah. All right, we back with Key Voss, Mr. Michael Hooks,
sir.
Queen Jean. Right. We are in the mix. Hey, man, he got the club bangers. He got the lowrider joints. Something for the ladies. You know, you got it covered, and that's just a sprinkle of what he does.
Yeah, man. And that's about as west as I get, just so you know, because it's funny. I wanted to mention this. A lot of people think because you're from the west that you gangbang. I do not gangbang. I have fun. So this is west fun music, but the gangbangers can dance to it too. But I just want to let that be known because everybody's always like, oh, so that's – I represent the west, how I represent the west, how I know the west. And, you know, I got love for everybody. And I just want y'all to respect and love the music, and that's it.
Right. Even your that's song with Easta,
right?
That's a dope song too.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
And how do you? Go ahead.
Siento mi cuerpo. So listen to that. That's out there. Yeah. Siente mi cuerpo. I can't roll my R's that well, but you know it. You'll get it. C-U-E-R-P-O. So that clep came from ours. But that's a fun record too. That's some of my reggaeton stuff, and I have fun. But just to show the diversity, you know, I wanted to give you guys a couple of bangers. You know, I didn't give you guys too much R&B, but maybe, you know, we'll get to do this again and I can hit you guys up with like a little R&B set. I would love to come see y'all and just sing for y'all in person. Shit.
Hopefully we can make that happen.
I'm down for that.
And understand why you brought the up, because this is the West Side Wednesdays. You probably figure more rap and stuff, so I understand that. But like you said, whatever they want to go check, your music is out there, so you can hear all the different things that he does,
all styles,
stilos, whatever, all the different stuff. You can go check it out. It's again Key Voss on all streaming platforms. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it was West Side Wednesday, so I wanted to west it up a little bit, you know. But, you know, you know, I appreciate you letting people know that I do more than just I'm from the west, but I'm not just west. I'm a human first, and I love people and music. I love music, so you're gonna get all kind of styles and feels from me, you know. And whatever I appreciate anybody listening and anybody that wants to hit me and tell me what you like or don't like, you know. I'm with it, you know. And if you could, and you know what? Matter of fact, if anybody's listening out there, everybody that is listening out there, when my song comes out
on when my album comes out September 7th, the first person I see do a TikTok, I will give them $100. Give me your cash out.
Wow.
I'll do it like that. I'll give you guys something. You know what I mean? So I'll give you guys something. So
you
the
heard
first
it.
Person, hit me up.
So follow me on,
hit me
tell
on
where
I am
Kivas. Follow you at. Make sure. Okay.
Follow me on I am Kivas on Instagram. That's the best platform for me because I hit what I do is I hit all my platforms at once to that because I'm busy. But you can follow me. Instagram is the best way to follow me. I probably do have a TikTok, but I'm not on it. But Instagram, Twitter, just hit me, you know, and I always hit people back, you know. But I'm giving the first person that sends me a TikTok with one of my songs on the 7th, which is coming up next week, I will give $100. I will cash app you $100.
There
all right?
Is. There it is.
We're gonna do it like
make
that.
Sure. So
make sure you go stream this shit. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe to his YouTube channel as well, because there's a lot of songs on there along with videos. So, and it's spelled KEYVOUS. Subscribe to that YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
I subscribe to
that
it
part.
As well.
I appreciate it. I don't demand that better, but I appreciate it. You know what's crazy about music now too, because there's so many platforms, it's like overwhelming sometimes.
to try
to keep up with, because like a lot of these like YouTubers and stuff, they literally have no life, so this is what they do every day. But if you have a little bit of a life, you know, you're not on every platform every 5 minutes or you know what I mean. If you're doing other stuff in life and you have other interests, this is not the only thing that you're doing. So you know it gets overwhelming because there's always new platforms, you know, coming out and hitting. It's crazy. I got Asian platforms. I got this. I'm just like, man, I can't keep up. I cannot keep up. So, you know, Instagram is my main place where you can find me right now, you know, until I change it.
Okay.
You know? And if you guys have any questions, you know, G Lou and Queen
yeah,
G, they can get in contact with me, you know?
Right. Okay. Yeah. We'll do it that way as well. But, but as far as tonight, I think we got everything. Well, as far as me, I think I did. I think Queen, may you have any more questions for Mr. Kivas, Queen?
No, I don't. But I do want to tell you, blessings to your prosperity. Keep being genuine and solid and humble as you are. As we, you know, you already know where I'm at with it. We spoke on the phone earlier, so you know, keep that energy, that same energy that you got going throughout your career. And you will be very prosperous.
Man, I really appreciate it. And that's why they call you Queen, because I've spoken like a real queen, ma. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. My last shout-out, I got to give a shout-out to my Cuckoo.is team, Cuckoo Sound in the building. Got to give a shout-out to them, my
Cuckoo
boy FCB Trap. Yeah, that's our tech company. So I'm doing all kinds of stuff. K-Squad in the building, that's my clothing line. K-So, K-S-O-E, that's coming soon. Yeah, so I have my hand in a lot of things, you know. So I just got to give a shout-out to them. Lee Mueller, got to give a shout-out to him. Just so many, you know. But my boy Vision, I see you. JC in the 805, you know. When he's got people everywhere, and it's hard to keep up with everybody. K-Rock, ASMK, I see you. You know, D5 the Mobster, see you. He's doing some stuff out there. You guys look out for him. He's coming from the city, from LA, from that section, LA section.
Okay.
Yeah, hip hop. There's a gang of people, man, that I'm just excited about and I'm working with, and I just want to send that love out and give y'all all love. And I appreciate you guys for having me on the show. Hopefully we can do this again. It was fun. You know, I enjoyed it. And thank you guys for the hospitality and the questions. And yeah, you guys look out for Kivas.
That part.
Got you. Where's Michael at?
We got you.
Yeah, no, I'm here. Now I'm here listening.
Okay.
Man, I really appreciate what you guys did
late.
For us.
Late.
Oh no.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But one last thing, don't forget, G Lou, is that Queen got my number. Give me a call if you can.
Okay.
I
will.
Yeah, because I'd like to talk to you. Okay.
Okay.
He don't give me the G Lou files. He don't give me the G. He don't give me the G files, G Lou.
Okay. I need it, man. I'm all for it, man. I love that information,
yeah.
Man. That knowledge. Hey, Mr.
Throw
Hook,
out some history
Mr.
to
Hook,
you.
Mr.
Yes, sir.
I'm all for it. Before you guys leave, can you give us a shout out or a nice drop for the G Lou show, please, with G Lou and Queen Jean?
Oh yes, yes. Mm. Go on, Kavash. Okay. You hit it.
I was gonna have you go first. Okay. It's your boy Kivash. You are now listening to G Lou and Queen Jean on the G Lou show. Holla at us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Michael Hooks saying that Queen Jean Queen and G Lou, you guys got it going on, and Queen, you are the queen of the airwaves. So anybody listening, keep tuning in. So this is a good number one show. Take it from an old school G. Yeah. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you, Michael.
Brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so
man.
Much.
Thank
you,
Mike.
Thank you
all.
I really appreciate it.
Man. Thank you, God.
Appreciate
yes,
you.
Sir. We appreciate
thank you guys
y'all.
So much.
We'll be in contact, and we'll do this again soon. And when you release
yeah,
the album,
let's do it
especially
again.
Check this out, Kivash. When you release the album in a couple weeks or whatever, let us know as well. Just even if you could just drop by for a minute, let them know it's out there, and just show some love right
okay.
quick, and you know, we'll help promote okay. it as well. Whatever you want to do, we're here for you, man.
But I appreciate
oh,
you.
Man.
That means
thank
the world
you.
To me. And
yeah,
if you guys
sir.
Got any on, are you guys are in the Bay, right? Are you guys in the Bay?
No, I'm in
no,
North
no,
Carolina.
No. We're actually out of LA, but we're all over. I'm in Atlanta. She's in Carolina right now, but we're back and forth though. I actually be back in LA in October for a minute, so we're there
okay.
from time to time, but we're
a
not
lot.
There. We're in Atlanta, North Carolina.
Okay, well, shout out to all my North Carolina people, my Atlanta people,
yeah, I'll
my
be
Bay
in the
people.
Bay next week.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay.
See,
good.
See,
I was just making sure.
Queen will make it happen.
Oh, I'll hit you up. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll hit
okay,
you up
cool.
and see
yeah,
where you are.
Let's do that. I appreciate you guys. We're going to get up out of here. I know you guys got 1 minute
okay.
left, so.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right. Much
all right.
love, y'all.
And,
thank
and,
you.
And much love
much
to
love.
You. Thank you, Queen and G. Y'all, thank you very
oh,
much.
You're welcome. Hey. Thank you all. Thank you both.
And much success to the show.
And just one last thing. Yeah, one last thing, G. You said that if we get
yes,
you
sir.
The Rolling Pimper, you could play it Sunday. They put in rotation that you said it's about a Sunday show.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I
appreciate that.
I'm going to play that Sunday for sure. Yes, sir. That's our lowrider show, man. So I'll play that definitely.
Oh,
thank
good.
You.
Thank you,
you
sir. Really, anything you need, just let me know. You got my number. So
okay.
I ain't hold you guys long. And thank you.
All love.
Thank
you all.
We appreciate you
much
guys.
Keep on,
oh.
brother Michael Hooks. West Side.
Yeah,
Wednesday.
See you when I see you.
See you when I see you. I'll see you when I see you, Queen. Yeah, that is true. See you when I see you.
Yeah, see you when I see you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Vietnam. Okay.
All right,
thank you. And y'all have a safe night,
right.
too. Okay.
Thank
yeah,
you
yeah.
Well.
All right. Okay. Hey.
Once again, this show was sponsored by BTP Media Group, Jeff Magic, Don Quan, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, After Six Cruise Mix. Tomorrow night, the Versus Battle is going down with G Lou and Tweed Cadillac. Hey, all I'm going to say is, I got Cameo. So that's all I'm going to say. Tune in tomorrow night, After Six Cruise Mix, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, Tweed Cadillac, Lou Lavish. Also, shout out to our sponsor, Dee Dee Harrison, the author, producer, publisher. Follow her at Dee Dee Harrison, IG. Books are on Amazon. Also, the GLUShow.com, the website for all the merchandise, music, past shows, everything to do with the G Lou Show, the GLUShow.com. It's spelled that way. Queen Jean, follow her. Queen Jean of the G Lou Show, IG. Jean V. Berkeley, Facebook. She has a unisex apparel, t-shirts, custom made. Get that Queen Jean ASAP. ASAP. Street level clothing. The OG golf hats. Got them on deck for you. StreetLevelClothing.com. Hold on 1 second. We got a special caller. Caller, hello.
Hello. They call me Track. Yeah, come, baby. I ain't going to bite you. I just want you to hang on. I'm representing Slave tomorrow in the first
Slave.
We're gonna slide all up and down the shore tomorrow, man.
That's gonna be dope.
It is, man. Yeah. Cameo
Tweed gonna show out. Tweed know he wanna show out on me, so I'm just gonna show up and do my best. But I know Tweed is just gonna try to embarrass me. But I'm gonna put up a fight, Tweed. I'm gonna put up a fight.
I'm understanding. This is your last chance to revise your playlist. I'm gonna give you one more opportunity.
Okay. I'm surprised.
The last
it's gonna be epic
tomorrow, man.
Yes, sir.
For real, though.
I'm gonna be listening online. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna have it on my speaker online.
we're gonna put a sparkle in your eye tomorrow. Then it's going down.
Yeah, it's going down. Going down. Tweet Cadillac 93.3 Tweet FM ism 7 p.m. Pacific 10 Eastern. Make sure you tune in. I'm telling you, it's going down.
Indeed, great show tonight, sir. Great show tonight.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Well, you know,
mucho
we'll
love,
do it again
man.
Tomorrow.
I'll see you in the Fabulous Forum tomorrow night.
Okay. Make sure y'all there. It's going up. We got a couple more minutes. We'll come back and wrap it up. G-Lou,
hey, yo,
G-Lou,
Teddy,
West
man,
side.
I think that nigga AMG scared of pussy on me.
Yo, you must be bullshitting, right?
Hell no, man. Look, check this out. There was a fine-ass bitch standing out in front of my house yesterday on the drop, and that nigga was scared to come at her, man.
Yo, man, that don't even sound like AMG. Not
man,
bullshit.
That nigga be perping like he a pimp and shit. You know what I'm saying? But if she would have stepped to me, it would have been a little different.
Yo, man, how you think it would have been different?
Yeah, I would have came at her real, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, only nigga come real is me. But tell me, how would you come?
Yeah, if the bitch would have stepped to me, I would have came at her something like this. Yo, how would you like to spend some time with DJ Quick Girl? I know I'm better than good, cause I can rock your world. But come with me and you will see just what I'm all about. And I go straight to the moon, so let me bust it out. I wanna grind and moan while I hold your hand. And girl, we're both mature enough so we can dirty dance. Cause can't you see that I'm a player and I've got to have it, just like a rabbit. So come on baby, let me grab it. I won't mislead you, just let me feed you a 9-inch diggity diggity dicky all up in your butt. You know I do it right, my name ain't Sydney. Get on your hands and knees and let me stab the kidney from the back. All up in your intestinal tract. Some call them guts, but I call it the butt. And now you see that I'm a true one, girl, you're so appealing. I wanna fuck you to the ceiling, cause I got that feeling. And that's how I come at it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I see you got a little Mac there, you know?
A little Mac, nigga, I got game. You bitches be on it.
Yo, man, but you ain't proving nothing to me yet.
Yeah, right, I'ma prove it to you in the second verse, so. I'm DJ Quick, a player and a hustler too. So many girlies on my jock that I don't know what to do. I buy my Jimmy as by the case and not by the pack, because I knock so many boots I have to keep them in stack. Now the fellas they get jealous, the ladies they get hot, because they know that I'm a player giving it all that I got. And in the sheets I'm a super lover, that's what I said. I may be quick on the tables, but I'm forever in bed, because I grind it and get behind it. And when my tape stops, I get up and rewind it. I like to fuck it, I never suck it. And if you're dumb, I get you sprung just like a clug, bitch. Hey, DJ Quick is in effect for the 9 of season. Season is the reason, cause I'm so damn pleasing. Quick is the name, and if you think that I'm appealing, then go for what you know, baby, because I got that feeling.
Yo, man, I see what you're saying, man.
Oh, yeah, Tim, it's just that simple.
I know, man, you should pump that AMG.
I know, man, that nigga needs some courage. You know what I'm saying? Cause we handle it, and we out of here.
is right there. G-Luke, Queen Jean, West Side Wednesdays. Another one in the books. Michael Hooks, Key Boss. Man, beautiful show. Queen Jean.
Yes.
You still with me?
I'm still with you.
Okay, till the wheels fall off.
Oh, until the casket drops.
Okay. Okay, that's what
you.
I'm talking about. Okay. That's
forever,
what I'm talking about. Okay,
forever, infinity.
That part, and ever. There we go. Infinity love. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, Queen, with that being said, we got
yes.
a minute left. You know, why don't you go ahead and take us out of here with some great words. It's Wednesday, hump day. I can't keep track, but, you know.
I know, right?
Give them a spill, Queen.
You know, don't rush anything. When the time is right, it'll happen. Don't rush anything. When the time is right, it will all fall into place. And also, love on your loved ones. I'm talking about your family, your real good, solid, genuine friends. Love on them because when Michael was saying, see you when I see you, my father used to say that. And what that means is you could say, I'll see you tomorrow, but you don't know if there is a tomorrow. So I see you when I see you. So, you know, love on your family, your good, solid, real friends, and, you know, and live a peaceful life, you know, because life is just too short. It's just too short. And with that being said, peace and love to everybody. Stay solid and live in your truth. That's my quote.
Stay solid
and live in your truth.
I can't even come behind that. She said it all. I mean, Queen Jean said it all. That's how we're going to end it. Make sure you guys stay blessed, gear for success. Check us back out Friday. We'll be back here for Flashback Friday. So me and Queen, you know what we do. So we'll have something special for you Friday lined up, a good battle thing going on. So just tune in Friday night. Also Thursday night, tomorrow night, Tweed Cadillac. I'll be live with Tweed Cadillac, 93.3 Tweed FM-ism. Check us out over there. And then Sundays, we're coming back with OG Sundays. You already know. Number one rated show on Sunday nights. We got a special guest. OG Baby Gangster's coming back to the show. He said he want to get down, so he's coming back. We're going to kick it with Gangster on Sunday and, you know, talk some good stuff and play some good music. So check us out. We'll be back. Queen Jean, we love you. Keep Queen in prayer. Keep Queen Jean in your prayers and her family in your prayers, people, if you can. Prayers up for Queen Jean. We're going to keep on saying that. And shout out to my homeboy, Big Flossie, and Hanks of the Gangster Mother, co-host and family of the show, all the sponsors.
Yes.
Check us out in the after hours. And like that, we out of here. We love y'all. Peace and love.
Peace.